So, Sean, can you tell me a bit about your piece, Whisper, 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 which will be performed at Free State on November 27th?
Basically, it was a piece that I'd done in my master's in London. It was first performed by Lontano in a workshop there. And it's for flute, piccolo, clarinet, bass clarinet, violin, cello, and piano. Probably the first good piece I've written. It's kind of like the first piece I'd kind of written in a style which I feel quite comfortable in, and it's quite a difficult piece to play as well.
So they'll have plenty to get their teeth around anyway.
They will indeed, yeah.
And on your MySpace page you list a number of influences from Gerald Barry to George Lucas. Where would you say the main concept of a work like Whisper, Whisper, Whisper came from?
I think with that piece it was probably... What I was kind of trying to do was... write a piece that had some spectral influences and some kind of minimalistic influences, more spectral influences, I would say. Okay, the three main influences would probably be Grise, Ligeti, and those are probably the two main influences.
And would they influence a lot of your work, that kind of spectral, kind of minimalistic music?
I would think so, yeah. That's why I'm in France now, learning a bit more about spectral music and that kind of thing. And one of the guys I'm studying with is a fairly big spectral composer here, and that's the main thing I would like to follow up, but, you know, with my own slant on it as well.
Great, yeah. I was actually going to ask you, you're studying with Philippe Leroux in Paris. Where do you hope this will take you musically after the year?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. I might hang around here for a bit longer, or, I want to go on and do a PhD eventually, but I want to write a bit more before I kind of get stuck into that. So.
And what led you to submit the piece to the Crash Open submission?
Well, I submitted a few pieces to them, as I think a lot of people did, you know. I heard of people submitting, you know, 5 and 6 pieces, and it's one of the big things, I think, to have the Crash play a piece of yours, it's a great opportunity, and you're always better submitting to these things than not submitting to them.
Absolutely, yeah. And will you be over then on the 27th to hear the piece?
I will, yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
I am, actually, yeah. It should be nice, all right. Looking forward to the other pieces as well, Andrew Hamilton's piece has a piece on, and Peter and Jonathan as well, and so it'd be good to hear the other pieces as well.
And have you got anything else coming up in the future in the way of performances or new projects or commissions?
I have a piece being performed in York tomorrow, actually, and that's a piece for flute, piano, and electronics. And I'm also writing a piece for violin and guitar duo in Vancouver at the moment. Which I think will be performed in February, so I have to kind of have that finished by December or so.
That's great.
So it's not too bad.
And you're also involved with the Ensemble ICC as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
And how do you feel it's going?
It's going really well at the moment, actually. Yeah, I think since we got the Arts Council funding there, it's been going from strength to strength, and we kind of got a little bit more professional about it, and got an ensemble manager and that kind of thing, so it is going quite well now. Since September even, we've had 4 concerts in 4 different cities, so it has been going quite well, and that's, I think, probably about 15 brand new pieces were played in that space of time, so
it's
pretty good, all right.
And would you say that, like, as an ensemble, you might look up to an ensemble like Crash, just as a model for a successful Irish music ensemble, and try and follow in their footsteps?
I think it's slightly different in the fact that there would be, with the Ensemble ICC, there would be no artistic director or anything like that. The performances would all always be new pieces, and they would always, be random amongst the membership. In saying that, though, I would think that they would be a model for all ensembles in Ireland, or all new ensembles starting in Ireland. They're just so well known now. Even over here, people would know who they are, and they tend to stick to their own kind of music here and their own ensembles here, and they would be known over here, you know, amongst other composers that I've talked to.
Okay, so thanks very much for talking to me today.
No problem.
We're looking forward to hearing Whisper, Whisper, Whisper on the 27th in Free State, Crash's concert.